And we've got some people that we need to thank who helped make this happen. So huge, huge thanks again to Aldo Troiani for being a big part of the mix here. Thanks to everybody that's on the staff here, of course, Patricio, Tim, and Mimi. And for our volunteers, thank you to Ronald Kelson, Thane Peterson, Jill Fruchter, David Dan, Rosie Starr, Kathy Geary, who's on deck, Jesse Ballou, who's right, literally my right-hand man right now, right on my side. And also we want to say a big thanks again to Forage and Gather, Kat from Forage and Gather, who brought us over lunch and a phenomenal turkey sandwich that I'm still working on. Thank you so much to Forage and Gather. And with all of that said, and thanks to all of our many musicians that have come so far today, Cliff Westfall, Lucas Rotman, Marianne Osiel, David Milner, Tyler Dempsey, and Matt Hoffman, the dynamic jazz percussion duo, Amy London and Ron Horton, Little Sparrow and Michael and Ann Baglione. And now, for the next phase, the final hour of our live music day, I'm joined, hopefully, by Kathy Geary. Kathy, are you there?
Oh, I love that sentiment. Hopefully. Yes, here I am. And I'm just having so much fun here. I mean, is this really a fun drive? It seems like a party.
It's a super fun drive.
A super fun drive. Yes, it is. And we're here. We're ready.
So I'll just remind people, Kathy, while you get into your show, we're still going to be looking for support. You know, our overall goal for the weekend is we have to be to halfway to $50,000 by the time the weekend is over. We're now just $2,200 away from that. A little more than $2,000 will get us to the halfway point. That's where we need to be. So while Kathy has her great musician friends on in the studio, that's your cue to call. We need to hear from you next. Thank you to Anonymous from White Lake. Who's going to call next? It's got to be you. 845-482-4141. Go to WJFFradio.org. Kathy, do you want to let people know who's there? Or do you want to just get into your theme song?
Oh, I want to start this off right. Check it out. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Yes, we're having a special fun drive, and it's live music. I mean, it's a house full. But on my program today, I am so excited to have Jamie Lilly and Alan Friedman, who we also know as Gator. So I wonder how everyone out there in Radioland, how is everybody feeling? Because I'm having a lot of fun, and we hope that you're enjoying this really important function for WJFF, because all this live music and all these people come in here with their best energy. They are all volunteering their time. In fact, you know what? I volunteer my time, too. And if you want to help support the arts and music, and news, local news, and yes, comedy. Please go to WJFFradio.org and make a donation, because we've got some really cool stuff going on today. Jamie Lilly is here, and she is plugged in, and she's sitting here. She's got a cord on her guitar ready to go. But before, Jamie, before you sing for us, tell us a little bit about what you're about to sing. Jamie Lilly.
Hi, everybody. Happy weekend. Just want to give a shout out to the Super Fun fundraiser. seriously, I actually was driving to Monroe. I saw a huge billboard, probably an hour and a half from Hancock, where I was coming from. And it was so nice to see the big Radio Catskill. Let's see. So I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Kathy, for the invitation.
Jamie. Yeah.
I'm going to be starting out with a song called Being Blue that I wrote. And I'm just grateful to be here and help however I can to help a culture station like this one is, Radio Catskill. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just sitting around thinking of all we had, looking back from here, things that weren't so bad. Well, maybe someday, oh, I'll get over you. But until that day, I'll be busy. So busy. And if you had asked me to, oh, I would have crawled back to you, even begging forgiveness for things I didn't do. Well, maybe someday, oh, I'll get over you. But until that day, I'll be busy, so busy, so busy.
With your beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you, Kathy.
And, I think the phrase that I came up with, emotionally candid.
Yes.
Oh, Jamie, yes. I love that song. That song is so timeless.
Thank you.
What a beautiful song you've written.
I think that was a great line that you mentioned, because it's just been that, I think, is what rings through, and that's all we can keep trying to do, all of us, is just to be as fully honest as we can with ourselves and others. And discover more things as we go and/or grow, I would say, with that.
Well, you know, there's some songs that they mean different things at different points in your life.
Yes.
You know, and I find I haven't written as many songs as you, Jamie. You
yet.
Have. I have such respect for you. When I play for an hour or 2 hours in a gig or a concert, hopefully, a lot of that music is covers because I don't have enough original material for 2 hours.
Yes.
I mean, I've got, you know, maybe 45 minutes down, but I'm singing Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen. Yeah.
Kind of amazing.
But you, I have heard you go for at least 2 hours.
Yes.
And all of it is original music, and I find that so astounding.
I think I started out that way. I think as a writer, it was more imperative of the things I wanted to say or talk about. So the chords became kind of a secondary thing.
The chords.
But I still have to kind of back learn a few. I wish I knew more covers. And you've heard me recently try. And I'm trying to play into
the other day, you did
more.
That give me a ticket for an airplane. All the,
right,
it sounded like, okay, here's the, you know, because how it's so hard to define music and to identify genres.
Yep.
And I spend a lot of time here on my show talking about musicians, how they have changed in their career. And one of the slipperiest topics, and I think, you know, we also have Alan Friedman is here in the studio. I'm going to try
Alan
to get
in
him
the house.
To speak into the microphone. So one of the hardest things is identifying genres. And
Hello, here I am. Are you joining in here?
He's joining.
I should.
Surely you have a comment.
Microphone that would like to slip on me and have a mind of its own.
Anyway, when I heard you do the Box Tops, send me a ticket for an airplane. It sounded like punk folk.
Right.
It was punk folk. It was kind of like Velvet Underground, Lou Reed.
Right.
It was kind of like Lou Reed meets, you know, I don't know,
I think
John Denver or something. It was like, what?
Yeah. The great
so
aspect
cool.
on speaking of punk, and probably why you might have picked up on that too, is because to me, punk is, its major strength too, is a message, is that do with what you got.
Oh, okay.
Right? So you're independent in the sense where you're like, you know, the truest of punk is like, I have one, you know, one thing in front of me and one piece of bread. And what am I going to do? I have one life. I have this one situation.
I got this one piece of bread. I like the way you put that.
Yeah. And so you probably picked up because I was just learning to get into it. But like, that was all I had.
So, Alan, you have been performing in our area quite a bit recently. And I know you've heard Jamie sing before. Have you guys ever sung together? Have I seen you on stage together?
Maybe not so, but we were able to.
That's Jeannie London that was singing with you. That's correct. I'm sorry.
That is true.
Because I think she was recording with you recently or something.
Yeah, she's on my new record.
So he's got a new record coming out.
I have two new records.
New records coming out.
Yes,
so we've just got a hotbed of talent here.
Yeah, but I've sat with Jamie, and we've interacted to try to develop a sound, and she's actually
it's genre-defying. I love your voice, and I'd love to hear you do another song for
us. She's a fine punk folk rocker.
Nice. Thank you. Complimentary.
From
Mr. Friedman, old school New York. Yes, thank you very much.
Yes. So, Jamie, you've got a couple of different guitarists with you today. So
I do.
I'd love to hear you do a couple songs in a row. Just let it roll, whatever.
Oh, I see. Okay.
If you're
let's
comfortable.
Ride with the wave. Okay.
Ride on it.
I can do that. This one is called Picking Up the Pieces. I'd like to actually dedicate it to Mr. Kazwin Moon,
who is
another local artist in the area.
You know, Alan, you've got Kazwin Moon t-shirt on right now.
Amazing.
He does. What a synchronicity.
Awesome.
That's
Kazwin,
funny.
You're in the
house.
Hey,
man, you're in the house.
I remember you saying that you loved this song, and so I thought, here it
Picking
goes.
Up
Here's
the pieces.
To you and more musicians making harmony and life go on. Here we go. I'm picking up the pieces, and I'm rolling into one. There's a new day on the horizon. Looks like time has just begun. break down until the end. Love won't forsake me again. Oh, I must, we all go our way. Oh, love, aren't you meant to stay? But I won't break until the end. Love won't forsake me again. And if you wanna leave me, that's all. That's all right. Even that's all right. It's been a long time a coming. All this sweet pride. Everyone knows I spent years running, sometimes running out of time. Oh, but I won't break until the end. Love won't forsake me.
Yeah, we know that that's not how she really feels, that it's breaking her heart. If you want to leave, that's all
Nobody
right.
Nobody really leave. It's a defense mechanism.
Oh, my God, that is
everybody
just...
Stay,
yeah, but everybody has
stay
said
in love
that.
All
I'm
the
never,
time.
I'm never going to fall in love again.
Right.
Oh, God, Jamie. Oh. But, you know, songs like that just... I love hearing songs like that.
It must go somewhere. I mean, you wonder where
it shares
where
something.
It goes.
You and feel that way. I feel that way too sometimes.
Yes.
Everybody knows, recognizes it. Oh, it's just beautiful. And if you think it's beautiful, we would love to hear from you. We are having our fun drive right now. You can go to wjffradio.org and click the big donate button. Then you come to this page. It has all these local shows, and then it has Now and Then. You can scroll down, and you can actually support this show. I'm Kathy Geary, and every Saturday at 3 o'clock for a long time, I have made this an important part of my life, and I love the opportunity that I have, the freedom of expression that I have here on public radio, to decide that I would like these musicians to sing for you today, or that I want you to hear this particular song. Nobody tells me what to play. Nobody censors me. Nobody says you can't say the word climate change. I just said it. Oh, my God. I'm in trouble
now.
So I would like to implore you to please, please support, not just Now and Then. It is so important to me. But just WJFF Radio Catskill, what an amazing scene. So we were trying to deny our feelings of.
Hold on one second, Kathy. I'm interrupting to say hi to you. Yeah, just
hi,
give
Dad.
You an update on this fun drive. Please do go to WJFFradio.org. Call us now, 845-482-4141. Donate now at 845-482-4141. Just like listener Sally from Barryville checking in and making a donation at WJFFradio.org. Kathy, this means we're now at 46% of our goal. We're trying to get to 50% this very weekend. We're now just $2,100 away. If somebody could donate $200 so we could say we've got less than $2,000 to go towards this goal, that would be great right now. 845-482-4141.
You know, that would be great. And you know what? I remember that phone number by heart. 845. We're going to say it slowly. 845-482-4141. And actually, you know what? I'm supposed to reach $250 for my show. And, you know, it's just a number, but it's very satisfying, when I can actually encourage people and raise that amount. So, you know, if you want to kick in another $100 and get us to that nice even 2000 short of the 50% mark, whatever, really, please do donate now in support of public radio and Radio Catskill. Go online, wjffradio.org. Or 845-482-4141. Okay. All right. We got the business taken care of, and you're going to take care of your end of the deal because you're going to support public radio now. Because we're going to hear some more music from Jamie Lilly, and it's spectacular, and you can't get this anywhere else except here on Radio Catskill. So that being said, thank you so much for everyone who's already supported this incredible, incredible community resource. So Jamie, she's smiling and she's got a chord ready on her guitar.
With all that, it's just it's first of all such a beautiful place to live. It's just gorgeous. And yes, it's so nice to find, there's good people everywhere in the world, that's for sure. But it's really great to be a part of this musical scene and this community.
All right.
Thanks again for the invitation again and again. Thank you.
Oh.
And, everybody, give everything you have.
All right.
That's it.
Right. Well said.
Your kayaks, like whatever you got. No. Send some beers over to the radio station.
Whatever you're capable of. It's meaningful. Yes, we need the support. Yeah. So you're about to sing. What are you about to sing?
I'm going
to
sing a song called Johnny's Afraid.
Johnny's Afraid.
Johnny's Afraid.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let me hear it.
Okay, you will. Here it goes. And everyone else.
Here we go.
He's afraid to sleep, afraid to dream, he's afraid to wake. He says his fears, they run deep. Well, I stay there sitting in high places, twirling his life in their leather seats. Sit back and wait and let God do his fate. But meanwhile, our children, they feel old. We sit back and watch as the weaker keep on getting weak, and the devil keeps on getting strong. Don't build that wall so we can't climb. But when then you're gonna ask if we feel fine. Oh, don't build that wall so we can't climb. Oh, and then you're gonna ask if we feel fine. Ever learn to love
So don't build that wall so we can't climb. Then you're gonna ask if we feel fine. Oh, don't build that wall so we can't climb.
Whoa, heavy. Whoa.
Little snuck that in there, right? Woo. Touching on some issues.
Oh, yeah. But
we
so
all
got to
learn to
done.
Get
eloquently
along
done.
Eventually, people.
So are
on.
You going to change guitars and do another song?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was ready to hear this guy do his thing. Look
all
at
right.
him
well,
up
you
and
know,
ready
you
had, to
you
go.
Had brought two guitars. I just wondered
I
if you
did.
Had
and
anything
I,
else on deck.
My little battery's falling out of the other one,
oh,
to tell you
no.
the truth. So
oh.
I'm not going
to. I guess our audience can relate to little batteries. So I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on Radio Cat.
She's
going
to be a tough act to follow.
She's
you
a
know.
Tough act to follow. You don't want to follow.
Well, that's why you're here.
Too close.
Because you are a tough act.
Stand back. Here comes Jamie.
Tough. That's
but
it.
Before we go on, Jamie, you know, I'd love for people to be able to find out more about you. What's the best way for people to find you online?
Well, there's a start of a web presence, so you could go to Jamie. You'll see the beginning of a website that we're starting.
And how do you spell it? Spell your name.
It's spelled, it's tricky, Jaimie. I like to say two I's so I can see. So it's Jaimie, Jamie, and my family name, which is Lily, Lily.
I love that name. It's so pretty.
I did today in the local community way. Oh, shout out from Richard Lowe from Hancock to the radio. I just remembered that.
Mm.
Richard Lowe sends all his best. I saw him at the town square in Hancock. I mentioned I was coming here. So he sends you all
Lovely.
Of you guys the best.
Oh, that is such an amazing. Actually, you know, I'm singing my. I'm
this
actually
is true.
Singing at the Hancock Town Square.
You are
in
the,
early
the,
August. Cliff Westfall.
Correct.
He was here earlier today singing with somebody else's radio show. Oh
good
man.
For him and
anyway, I'm
else.
Opening for him.
You
in
are.
Hancock. I think it's August 3rd.
Yes, and it's probably going to be your voice. There is probably going to be just beautiful because
oh,
it is
hope
such
so.
A nice square.
It's beautiful.
Haven't been enjoying.
Well, hey, Richard Lowe. We appreciate
yes.
what you're doing for Hancock.
Yes, indeed.
And all these efforts are such an important yep. part of our community.
Word.
And you know, one of my favorite things is getting out and volunteering in things and going out and actually hearing music and getting to know musicians. And I love all the different personalities. But I got to confess that this next musician that we have live today, Alan Friedman, has got to be one of the most... He's got a lot of mystery to him. I always feel like when I hear him play, I never know exactly what to expect. He has been writing and performing most of his life. So, Alan, why don't you tell us a little bit about your performance background?
My performance background? Well, really, I was born at an early age, first of all. And earlier, I got into music real young and had to play some violin into guitar. And it was then that if it wasn't Chuck Berry and Elvis, it was rolling into a jazz element. And when I did that, I was very fond of the great guitar players, Jim Hall, who I... Had a few
Chuck,
lessons
yeah,
with.
And Elvis. Mm-hmm. Now, who was Elvis's guitar? Wasn't it James Burton? Wasn't he Elvis? Am I totally
well,
off
Well, into after Scotty Moore.
You know,
I mean,
that's
that was
interesting.
The early, it was the early 50s.
That
you,
know? You cite those, that you cite that sound because you have a lot of 60s rock and roll sound in my mind. And I guess most of the people from the 60s were inspired by the Everly Brothers and Elvis and, yeah.
Well,
so,
true.
So you also have written a lot of songs about social commentary. I know you wrote a song about John Lennon once. I know that you've written songs about the United States Constitution. I know you've written songs about women going crazy, going mambo and stuff. But you're also recording a new album, a double album, and you just seem to be a fountain of songs. Tell us about what's coming up on your new release.
You're so kind.
I am pretty kind.
Butterfly. But, you know, my fountain has probably started to become a little bit of a dribble. But these songs, I have 8 songs on this first album coming out, being sent to CD Baby very shortly, 8 songs. And that's called Freedom Bleed. And, yeah, I have a compassion for our political situation in our country, and appreciation also for Europeans and their fight for unity. And I draft many songs within this album. The first one, Freedom Bleed, is Man of Many Chapters, which is autobiographic. I don't know if I'll be getting to that today, because some of my songs are long. I don't know if I can always catch up to Dylan like a sad eyed lady of the lowlands, but I
that's like,
know,
a 17
I have a songs
track,
about yeah. Brian Jones. I have a song about Mideast tension. I am
well. What are you, what about out of that whole list of possible songs,
candidates?
What would you like to sing? Well,
I'd like to start with Protect the Constitution.
Protect the Constitution.
You know,
that sounds good.
And let the arrows fly and the controversy open up for people to become aware of what's happening in this country.
Well, it's interesting because it seems like there are 2 sides to this argument, and both sides have the same goal. Both sides want to protect the Constitution. But how they accomplish that are
One is aristocracy, which is leading towards a dictatorship.
So anyway,
and the other one is going to be trying to keep the democracy together, and that's why I wrote "Protect the Constitution."
All right, let's hear it.
You want to hear
this
it?
This is Alan Friedman.
Yeah, I want to hear it too.
Live here on Radio Catskill.
Did I put this down here?
No, keep it up by your voice. Yes.
Up now, we're headed for a tyranny. You need to vote for our children's sake or catastrophe. The man has no empathy. So many lives lost, he's too blind to see. He was dragging his feet on the pandemic disease. Economic shambles to a future bleak. Yeah, I never thought I'd live to see our country tisivy, sweet land of liberty, sing so low. A demagogue, a wolverine, is leading all his flocks of sheep astray. COVID band strikes up the band of hooligans, a racist clan. With the sympathy, he stokes the coals of bigotry, topple our democracy. Yeah, his agenda is pure mean. His court-appointed nominee slips by the guards for women's rights. Defiantly, defiantly, defiantly. Look at him. Reckless accusations. Folks beat on basic truths. A conniving con man wreaks havoc. With fake news, fake news. So protect our Constitution. Forevermore, relieve him of his duties. We need a leader, leader. And not a fiasco, not a fiasco, not a fiasco. To save our country, and keep its soul. American soldier man serves 3 terms of duty. Just back from Iraq and Afghanistan. Requires special treatment from stress and dysfunction. Well, he needs and done the best he can. Sir, yes, I've done the best I can. Thank you, Captain. 97-year-old survivor of the Holocaust escaped from a Nazi concentration prison camp in a Pittsburgh synagogue of prayer and devotion. She gets blown away by a hateful, deranged man. So protect our Constitution. Push out the mole. Relieve him of his duties. We need a leader. And not a fiasco. To save our country and keep its soul. Protect our Constitution. Protect our Constitution. Hey! Protect our Constitution. Protect our Constitution.
Ho! Woohoo!
Thank you, everybody out there.
All right, well, that is one passionate song. Right,
and that's the short version.
That is one passionate song. Jamie, what do you think? That's a pretty intense song, right?
I think it is.
Get your microphone. Get your mic. Yay. So you know what? Being able to come on the radio and sing a very strong, strongly worded, I mean, you got to speak your mind and put your heart into it, and I love music like that.
Thank you. And I like to, what I enjoy about you, Kathy, is the idea of freedom of expression, and that's what's so important in the world.
Yes.
And our country right now.
Well, we live in a special place,
you know,
and we need, that's one of the most valuable things that I think of in the American culture.
Well, especially the music and arts, you know, yes. that helps keep the conscience of humanity.
Well, you know, in a capitalist society like America, sometimes it's you struggle as an artist and as a musician. Where the profit, the money profit, is not necessarily what drives art and creativity and music. However, the bleak reality is that there's operating expenses involved, for instance, in broadcasting, here on Radio Catskill. We participate in public radio, and we do get certain grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but we also have an incredible amount of fees and dues and programming charges and overhead just in running the facility in a 24/7 broadcast operation. And it's a startling number of people that volunteer to keep WJFF Radio Catskill going. We have an incredibly talented staff and a dedicated manager. Tim Bruno is amazing. Our programming director, Jason Dole. I've known him for so many years and seen him just go through so many things that he's done to bring this radio station in touch with the community.
Trust him as far as I can throw him.
Yeah. Getting into our community and becoming part of this community here is what Radio Catskill is, a doorway for that. If you want to volunteer your time, or if you just want to give us some of your green energy, if you just want to give us some financial support, because you can, and because it really does make a difference. We need your support. So please make a donation. You can call us. There's a phone probably within 3 inches of your right hand, or maybe in your back pocket of your jeans. You can butt dial us. No, seriously, forgive me. 845-482-4141. We would really like to have your donation. We're trying to get to 50% of our goal.
Yeah.
And we're like at, what are we, 40?
We're past 46% right now. Okay, we've got $2,100 left to go. We'll be at 50%. That also means if somebody wanted to donate like $27,000 right now, that would end the fund drive, okay?
Yeah.
If you could do half of that, that would be about $13,500. Yeah. So 845-482-414. No, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
I'm really looking for some big donors. I know 10, 20,000, that's a lot. If you have 1, 2, 5,000 at a time, if you could do it, if you could get somebody else to do it, that would help. That would literally take days off of this fund drive and let us get back to regular programming. 845-482-4141. Call now, give now. But yeah, the next $2,100 will get us halfway to where we need to be. That's where we need to be this weekend. Go to WJFFradio.org. It's WJFFradio.org. Call now. Hey, Kathy, you know, you've got the last slot on our big music lineup day today, but you don't have the last live music of the day.
What do you mean?
Coming up this evening at 7 o'clock, it's time for Callison Stratton's Liberation Station. I don't know if you know this, but Callison is also a singer-songwriter.
I did know
and
that.
And she is, since I'm going to be here for the fun drive, she's going to be here. I say, hey, bring your guitar. Maybe have her do a couple songs. So she'll be performing a little bit on her own show tonight with me helping co-host that.
That sounds wonderful.
Just letting people know there's still some more live music to come. But we want you to support what we're doing right now. It's been a phenomenal day. And Kathy Geary, always putting on a phenomenal show, being a community hub, pulling the local music community together, and pulling them on air. That's happening right now. That's worth your support. Make a donation while Kathy's here. 845-482-4141. That's 845 845- 402-412-4141. Donate at WJFFradio.org. Make a DJ smile. That DJ today, it's Kathy Geary. She's already smiling, but she'll smile more when you donate. 845-482-4141. Go to WJFFradio.org. All right. Thank you, Kathy.
Oh, well, okay. So, you know, if you listen to Radio Catskill, you recognize Jason Dole. But, you know, you have to appreciate what a thrill it is for me. I mean, you know, we'd like the pledge drive to end, and we could, you know, a $27,000 donation just could bring it all to a halt immediately. But I actually kind of love it when I come here to the station and it's full of people. I just really, I love that. But I also, sometimes I come in here on Saturday and I'm the only one who has the code. And I'm alone here in the building and I like that sometimes. But it's such a blast to have everybody here in person live. And I'm particularly pleased, you know, to be able to highlight and bring some of what I think are my favorite musicians. We're lucky here. And Jamie Lilly was singing for us earlier, and Alan Friedman had a chance to do a song, and we've only got about 20 minutes left. So, no, he did a very long song, but a very passionate song. And you'll notice that that is him live on the guitar. He's got a very, I love your guitar style. I just love your guitar style. It's a combination of rhythm, but it's also like you're doing lead and the way you do your reverb effects and everything. Now, I know you like your voice with reverb, but I really think that you have a really powerful delivery.
And well, that's true.
I like hearing your voice straight. Because if you hear him live, he does use vocal effects. But I'm enjoying hearing your voice because the way you sing things and the meaning that you put when you say something and you mean it. So, I'd like to hear something like a love song or something funny after you took us down that intense political road.
Yeah, I did, but it's necessary.
It is necessary.
More people are needed to do that to get the word out.
You know,
look at, I got Baby's Gone Mambo off my, will be off my second record. That we're entering at the same time.
Ooh.
And that's Faith Kelly on the cover.
Oh, yeah. Faith is so pretty.
And,
she's beautiful.
And
she's got mambo. She got fishnet stockings on.
She sure does. We have on there also Wild Woolly Woman and Don't Mess With the Girl.
Ooh.
You know, Jamie knows that song. Hounds Chase the Fox. And I'm right in the den of foxes right now. I'd like to perform this song for you all, you know. And
that's me, you and me.
And give you a little beat and get you thing, get you to move that thing, you know.
All right.
All right. So here it is.
Here we go. This is Alan Friedman.
Right. This is off. It's a single. It's on all venues from that are out there, from Amazon and. Apple and what's
iTunes
that?
iTunes and yeah.
You name it, iTunes. See, yeah. But here we are. This is a Friedman composition. Baby's Gone Mambo.
Okay, baby.
Your beauty and soul cry out for passions of more. From a small mountain town, from a tolerant street scene, you're adored. When we first met, I pledged my heart's consent, flowering where your beauty would always be adored. Oh, baby gone mambo. Yeah, my baby liked mambo. We go out on Saturday night. When she hits the dance floor, she goes gone in her mind. Talking the groove, she knows just how to move. As the crowd sparkles in delight, shaking her hips, she's like a solar eclipse. If you dare to stare, she'll scorch your eyes out. You could go blind, lose your hair. That's right. Baby gone mambo. Baby gone mambo. Well, she's got her red shoes on, caught deep in a trance. There's a aroma of exotic perfume with romance in the air. You gotta strut your stuff and be tough. Roll back those tables and chairs. Well, baby gone mambo. Baby gone mambo. All right, baby, here we go. All right, let's get this straight here. Cut me some slack. Come on, ladies. Let the man have some room. I got a ticket to ride. Ticket to ride. Got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to glide. Got a ticket to glide. Watch us both blast off to the moon. Baby gone mambo. Baby gone mambo. Whoa, baby gone mambo. Yeah, baby gone mambo. She just loves to dance. She just can't get enough. She's got her head in the clouds. She just loves to dance. Baby gone mambo.
Ow! Oh, yeah. Whoa! All right, Alan Friedman live. Baby gone
my goodness
mambo. I love that. I mean, you know, yeah. That is like such a feel-good song.
You can put that on your bumper sticker.
You can put that on your bumper sticker. So here we are, Radio Catskill. You know, where are you going to hear Baby Gone Mambo? So you said you're going to be releasing that. Tell us how can our listeners find where they can get that music.
Well, it's all on those different venues that are
so. But what? How? When you release? What do you?
Well, it was released as a single already. A few
as
months
Alan
ago.
Friedman or Gator? How do you call yourself as an artist?
Yeah, Al Friedman Presents.
Al Friedman Presents.
Yeah, if anybody, if they want to check out some of my background and find out my the different repertoire of tunes that I've done in the past.
Yes.
Which are several.
Several.
Go to Alan Friedman, A-L-A-N, last name F-R-E-E-D-M-A-N, .net.
AlanFriedman.net.
AlanFriedman.net,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And all these songs are original, coming out. And
Do you have any upcoming gigs coming out in the near future?
I was going to play the garden. To play botanical gardens.
Oh, I see the botanical.
Yeah, yeah, you know. But we're going to hold off on that. But more are coming at the end, probably end of August when both records are released. And
try to
do a little tour.
You're releasing two separate recordings.
Yeah,
you said
I
you
am.
Had eight songs on the first one.
Yeah, and, that's what this one looks like. I was going to present a special.
So it's called Baby's Gone Mambo.
Yeah, that's that one.
And then that's kind of those love girly songs.
Freedom Bleed.
Protect
with
the Constitution.
A whole lot of other songs that eight on each one, and it's a culmination. It's been in the works for a couple of years, 3 years at least.
Wow. You record in your own studio.
Yeah. And but also I was up, maybe there might be a couple that got recorded up at in Roscoe with Dana Duke.
Oh, all right.
Before he closed his studio. But we've done a lot of recording at my place and brought in some
musicians. When you finally get these things released, I'd love to help you, you know, get it out for people to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. You just want to come up and party. I know. I don't know what you're up to. But yes, I want to do so, and I got to bang the drum and get some of my, a couple of my political views out there to a wider audience to share wisdom.
I've enjoyed, hearing. You've done two sides of your musical personality. You've done some Baby Gone Mambo, and then you've done some serious political stuff. And I think of you have such a wide variety of styles that you're capable of.
I have a diversity, but I haven't even told you about my reggae elements.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have both Alan Friedman and Jamie Lilly today. Being able to share, this type of experience with you is really special for me. And I listen to the radio station myself. And when I hear the voice of someone that I'm familiar with, even though I might never have met them, I feel so good. It's like you're with that person. It's an incredible companionship that you can have from the radio. And it's incredible educational tool. So entertainment and education and news and art and everything. And I don't really know too many other stations like Radio Catskill.
I'd like to say something about you, Miss Kathy.
Okay.
Is that you are a unique species.
All right.
You know, and it takes a special kind of person to become into the where the crossroads are, where you could be a messenger for singer-songwriters to be able to express different points of view.
Thank you. Well, that's what Radio Catskill is about. And we're wrapping up a day of music. It's our summer fun drive. So please reach out to us at wjffradio.org. And once again, a huge thank you to both Jamie and Alan for being here with us today.
Thank you.
I'm really pleased to have them perform for you live. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, and on today's program, Jamie Lilly and Alan Friedman live here in the studio, volunteering their time and their arts to support Radio Catskill. I hope you enjoyed the music, and I hope you're safe. Thank you once again for listening.